Thank you so very much for joining me today. I greatly appreciate it. I have a rather interesting concept to explore today, an idea that might be a little bit invasive in its nature, but I'm sure the overall outcome will be quite enjoyable, albeit somewhat symbiotic in nature. Well, at least assuming you want a tail. So, why don't I tell this tale and we get on the road here? So, give yourself that opportunity to get comfortable, sit down, lay down, stop doing anything that really requires your attention, your focus, and give me your ears for a little bit, your minds, so I can tell this lovely little story. So that I can transport you to a place and time of my choosing. One in this case that is also going to benefit me. You see, we need to recover some information due to some recent events. And it just so happens that these rather titillating memories come from a location that's being investigated. And so you've given me the perfect opportunity, really, to look into it and I will give you in return, hopefully, a delightful experience since you've read what's on the tin and you know what to expect within. So listen carefully and comfortably. Give yourself a chance to spin your mind out of focus and into listening and gone from this silly world of doing, knowing, being, responsibility. Take a sweet little respite for a little while. Enjoy yourself. Give yourself that opportunity you so deserve for a brief little vacation from it all. Because after all, we all deserve little bits, little moments of peace. You could just give yourself the opportunity to envision such a moment in your life, a place where you felt peaceful and calm, be it a location, a time, an activity, something that lets you feel relaxed, placid, comfortable, yet focused. Maybe even it was listening to another one of these files, to another piece of audio. Whatever it is, let it grow. Let it become a focal point for your entrance into the dreamscape today. Let that pull on you, like an ethereal thread wrapped around a concept inside your head that pulls you and guides you instead of simply being an anchor. And as you do, you can float along, be brought forth into the sweet trance-like song. And as you do, I'm sure you can allow yourself another break from sensory input, a little vacation of the mind inside. Because right now, what you hear other than my voice doesn't matter. What you feel on your skin doesn't matter. The temperature, the room, unless it's something that requires your direct and immediate addressing, doesn't matter. And if it is something that you should need to address, well, I guarantee that you will find yourself quite capable to do so, as we're leaving that little bit of you there to be aware of things that need your care. But everything else can just go deeper into this place, into this space, because we all deserve that break. And you have decided to take it and explore something rather lewd, lascivious, licentious, who knows? But I guarantee it'll be quite fun. And so now, as you drift away from reality, let that place, that location, that activity become a focal point until it ripples, until it flows around you, until you're gone from now. And in that place of calm, I want you to notice one thing is different. Notice that there is some thing, somebody different there. A girl, somewhere nearby, just barely at the edge of your vision, maybe standing in line somewhere, or waiting, or taking a peek in. As natural as can be, just a normal part of the environment. But something's odd. They have cat ears. And two tails? The more you focus on them, the more you find yourself gliding from one place to the other, from one reality to another, that ripple, that liquid flowing situation changing until you find yourself staring directly at them, head gently pulled by that invisible strand of possibility, until you focus on the observation of this oddity, not noticing the fact that reality has shifted around you, that the world has changed around you, that you no longer are where you started, because it's irrelevant. What's truly important, though, is the uniqueness of this catgirl. Gray, spotted and striped, fur on her ears, white fluff, pink insides, tufts right on the tips, and two tails, gently swaying slightly as she moves, so naturally, so organically, walking towards you between the trees. The trees that you just now noticed for the first time, the smell of crisp green and cool air filled with so many different plants. The warmth of the sun dappling down through the trees onto the ground below, spreading out in the clearing you're standing in. The catgirl approaches you, walking past you on the trail. You've sat down to have lunch and suddenly pauses, noticing you as if for the first time, eyes lighting up wide, a soft smile brimming on her normal lips, honestly, until you see the slight little bit of fang that shows. Nothing too vicious, but enough to let you know that if she was to decide to nip you, you'd feel it. More ways than one. She goes to speak before you can, still caught up in the absolute wonder of something like this just stumbling upon you.
Hello. I'm surprised to see another traveler out here today. It's been boring all day. Not a single person has been up here. Yesterday there wasn't a single traveler, and it was boring, and I hated it. And honestly, I'm really glad you're here. And I don't know about you, but I think we could find something more fun to do than walk around these boring woods.
You find yourself caught off guard by the casualness of a random stranger approaching you in the woods as if you were about to have some form of recreational date with each other. Staring at her, you ask just who she is. She flips her hair, not seeming to care.
Oh, well, that doesn't really matter that much, does it? Come on, I bet you you've been walking for at least 3 hours, and you're telling me that you're not bored?
You shake your head, saying, obviously, you're not bored. You've been walking, so it's nice to take a break. She seems utterly perplexed by the possibility that anyone could be tired by walking such a short amount of time and not bored instead. You begin to wonder just what is the deal with this strange cat girl? But your interest is still piqued as to just how she got out here and what she's doing in the middle of the woods, dressed rather impractically, too, wearing a cute knee-length skirt and flats? Flats on a dirt road? How did she get here? It all seems so contrived, so odd. And yet, she keeps working her way closer to you until she plops down on a rock, right next to you, staring at you, leaning in.
Come on. Look, I understand. I just waltzed out of the woods, and you're wondering, what in the world could this strange creature be up to? Well, it's pretty simple, honestly. I have to say, it's not something I've always engaged in, but recently I have found myself being somewhat restless, trapped in a cottage at the edge of town. So, here I am, exploring. Yes, I know, there isn't much to see out here, but I do get to see the occasional passerby, travelers like yourself. And when I do get that opportunity, I get to tell you about something. Something that you won't want to pass up, because I'm certain it's going to be a little bit of an intriguing possibility to you.
You lean back slightly, wondering if she's going to try to sell you something? In the middle of the woods? Here? Of all places?
You stare incredulously, unsure of just what this absolutely bonkers catgirl is up to. She leans in closer, allowing the cleavage of her shirt to be exposed further, showing the voluptuous bounty hiding inside, and smiling widely.
Well, the truth is, I have a secret that I need to tell you. Something that I can only share with people I've never met before. And that secret is...
She pounces forward, knocking you suddenly into the grass with an expert leap, pinning you to the ground.
That secret is, I really, really, really want to play with a human. I haven't gotten to play in at least like an hour.
No, maybe two. I don't remember. It's been a while. Anyways, you're really cute, and I think you'd be even cuter if you had a pair of these. She smiles, pointing with claw-tipped fingers up at her ears, grinning widely, for the first time exposing her fangs fully. And you splutter, trying to push her up off of you, but you're surprised to discover that she's actually quite strong. And you begin to protest that there's simply no way you could have those, since obviously she was born with them. As she laughs and giggles, you begin to notice something odd. The tail that protruded from underneath her skirt, the one that there was strangely two of, is only one now. Where's the other tail? Did she tuck it up? You can't tell, but the other one's swishing back and forth so violently from excitement as she has you pinned down, as she begins to sniff you and nuzzle you with her soft, soft cheeks. And where's that tail? That's odd. You feel something so smooth, so soft, gliding in against your lower back. You feel a faint, cool pinch right at the base of your spine, and all of a sudden, the world drifts away for a moment as you're overcome with just how good it feels to be nuzzled. As your mind feels as though someone had just ignited a great ball of pleasure inside of it, a yarn coming unwound as all your thoughts and concerns begin to be, well, batted about the place by this cute cat girl pinning you down. It becomes harder to want to fight her and easier to want to be playful. Suddenly, you find yourself less struggling and more gently wrestling, and it's almost as if sensing this, she loosens her coiled grip on you, her strong arms and legs releasing, letting you slip out from underneath her. And as you do, you spin over, back up, and scurry against the rock, feeling something dragging on the ground. You look down to see that there's a tail protruding from underneath your britches. You're confused as to how it could have gotten there. You grab it to pull it off, and as you do, you suddenly feel your arm just go limp. Trying to grab it again, you get a hold of it only for yourself to feel placid and relaxed by the warmth of the rock suddenly. One last time, you go to grab it as she smiles, laying down casually to watch you. Suddenly, she arches her back and moans softly, grinding her groin into the ground as she watches you struggle against the strange tail that seems to have latched onto you. The harder you try, the more aroused and relaxed you find yourself becoming. The more you struggle, the more it seems to become more and more impossible to do anything about it. With one final grunt of effort, you grab and manage to start pulling, only to find your eyes rolling up into your head from the absolute pleasure that it gives as a burst. Not from the pulling itself, that actually started to feel painful, but as if something was stopping you from grabbing it, from doing more. You find yourself cross-eyed, staring up into the blue nothingness above, lazy, tired, unable to resist, as the cat girl saunters up, on all fours, casually crawling across the last feet of dirt and grass, to nuzzle you again, which you find yourself responding to quite vigorously, as soft skin and fur touch, and she rubs her hands up and down across you, giving you gentle pets, feeling the smooth skin of her palms, the faint tracing of her claws. Your mind wanders. You try to resist, you try to protest, yet all you can do is softly mewl and
helplessly give in. And it feels good to give in to this, even as you feel a soft itching and tingling on top of your scalp, even as your fingers feel strange, even as you look down and notice the tail twitching, and you can feel it now. You can feel something warm inside of you. No, outside of you. You can feel your tail. And it feels good. Feels good to have paws. Well, they're not really paws, but hands with claws across your skin as this cat girl works your clothes off your body bit by bit, piece by piece. Her own seeming to somehow work their way off at the same time until her bountiful breasts are right there in front of you as she nuzzles your face yet again, kissing you so softly on the lips.
I knew you'd want to play. See, and here you are telling me you didn't want to play. I bet you're going to love this next part.
As she says this, she gives you another gentle kiss, nibbling on your lip ever so slightly, rubbing her chest against you, straddling you as you lay against this warm rock, which just so happens to be smooth and round enough to act as a pretty decent backrest as you get straddled and pinned against it by the strong cat girl, finding yourself giving in more and more, unable to resist, enjoying it, nuzzling back now, hands drifting up to get involved in the way the cat girl has been touching you. As your hands drift across her bountiful chest, squeezing, gently holding, taking in all that there is in front of you, she mews softly, making the most delightful purrs and rubbing against you. Time evaporates as you're lost in the experience of, well, becoming a cat girl. Well, seems like it's a bit too potent for you to really keep any clear thoughts left in your head as the cat tail worms its way inside your mind. You can feel strange new thoughts emanating, strange new desires, almost wanting to purr yourself until you do, helplessly, not remembering what it was you were supposed to be doing out here, wishing you were wearing clothing that wasn't so restrictive when you'd come out here, because now you're going to have to walk back naked because this clothing sucks. Finding yourself smiling ear to ear, ears twitching up happily. The kisses become easier and easier. The brushing and touching becomes electric fire. It's all so good. So powerful. You can feel your muscles growing stronger, and yet your thoughts growing more and more uncomplicated, until by the end you're just giggling, smiling up happily. Still quite competent at a lot of things, really, but a bit more pet-minded, one might say. Happy to listen to your new friend tell you that you should come back to the cottage where she lives to meet her owner, a sweet witch. And, of course, it seems very intriguing. I mean, who knows? You might even get headpats out of it, and that sounds pretty dang good at this point. There's also mentions that the witch has some other proclivities which might be able to do something about the fire that's been stoked deep inside of you by all this getting to know one another and, playtime, as she said earlier. Before you know it, the two of you are making your way there, lost in the simple pleasure of being two cat girls on a summer day in the midst of a forest, wandering your way back towards a cottage that you've never been to before, but you know is going to be the best place you've been in a long time. Certainly better than wherever it was you were going before. Not that that really mattered. Just lost in the moment. Drift. Feel that ripple in time and space. Let yourself become present more and more once again in the dreamscape, knowing that everything that had just happened can be left behind aside from the memories,
that you are yourself once more, that you can enjoy it any time you want by just going back again, or allowing the fantasy to, well, continue and explore thoughts that you take with you afterwards, but knowing that it is that, and only that, and it will not linger unless you want to entertain those things, as that is the power of the mind that you wield. Even if I offer this tantalizing tale, you are the one who controls it at the end, the one who chooses to press play, the one who chooses to entertain a fantasy further, today, tomorrow, or whenever you do, or do not. And that's a delightful thing. You could simply use this to launch into what comes next, or wait until I decide to record it. Drift back gently but steadily into that dreamful place of possibility and potential. Allow yourself to become more and more present. Let the world that was once departed return around you. Feel yourself get grounded in reality, remembering what it was you were up to before today, your goals, responsibilities, and duties. Don't let them fall upon you, but simply pick them up as you become aware, to act on them as you need, to do what you want, and to be present with yourself drifting in. Breathe deeply. Move your arms, shake yourself out a little, become aware of the room, the place that you are in currently, and allow yourself to be present. And I'll give you just a little count to help out, to push you over that ledge back into the waking world, with one drifting closer, and two more and more concrete, three aware, four, five, six, more than halfway, 7, 8, 9, 10, and wide awake, feeling wonderful and hopefully refreshed by this delightful experience. Thank you so very much for joining me today. And if you happen to enjoy my content, well, thank my patrons, because without them, this wouldn't be possible. And if you'd like to be able to get in on my thanks, please consider supporting me on Patreon, because, frankly, it's the only reason I'm able to create these files with such frequency. Have a great rest of your day.